Before the pandemic, it was really about, looking at the greatest needs and supporting that, whether that was a one-off or a long-term multi-year gift for a lot of philanthropists. But now really philanthropists are looking at how do we turn crisis support into long-term support.
This is Hourglass, the podcast for United Way of King County in Seattle. Coming up, a conversation with United Way Chief Philanthropy Officer Lindsay Harper, who will talk about the ever-changing philanthropic landscape and how we are spending our time making the best use of the contributions from people like you. I'm your host, Joe Burris. Thanks for tuning in. Now, in the old days, and by old days I mean 40 to 50 years ago, you might have tuned into a National Football League game and heard the following commercial message. Thanks to you, it works for all of us, the United Way. That commercial was part of a United Way campaign with the NFL to promote a donor practice called workplace giving. It's also called payroll giving because it involves employees contributing a tax-deductible portion of their salaries to their companies who then distribute those dollars to nonprofit organizations. American Charities says that approximately $5 billion is raised through workplace giving annually. Much of it is unrestricted, sustainable support. Workplace giving assures nonprofit organizations that they will receive a steady and reliable influx of revenue year-round. It enables employers to raise money for those charities without constantly asking their workers or staging costly fundraisers. And for employees, the payroll deduction aspect means that they will contribute funding to make a huge impact in communities without even thinking about it. But somewhere along the way, people began thinking about it more and more. They wanted to know when, where, and how were their contributions being spent. Some questioned whether they should keep their giving separate from their employment, or if they should simply give directly to the nonprofits of their choice. Over the past 30 years or so, the practice of workplace giving has fallen out of favor with many employees and employers alike, which means that organizations who once depended on those revenues have had to be more creative, more informative, and more flexible to adapt to the ever-changing philanthropic landscape. Still, a study by Fidelity Charitable says that 60% of employees whose companies have workplace giving campaigns say workplace giving lends them a greater sense of purpose at their jobs. And 40% say they wish their employers were doing more when it comes to workplace giving. At United Way of King County, we understand that workers have become more deliberate about exploring where and how their philanthropic dollars are being spent, and we welcome that. Our philanthropic work is guided by United Way Chief Philanthropy Officer Lindsay Harper. A former Las Vegas resident and UW graduate, Lindsay has spent more than 15 years developing social justice-centered fundraising campaigns for youth and families in Southern Nevada. Lindsay and her United Way team have been guiding the organization's philanthropic work in a Seattle-area donor community that is compassionate and caring but does its homework before doling out its dollars. We sat down with Lindsay for a conversation about how giving has changed since both workplace giving's heyday and after the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, I think it's changed pretty significantly, is what I would say, because, you know, you have the ability to give digitally, which has really, we've seen, you know, a downtick in workplace giving campaigns. I think the view of workplace giving maybe has an old narrative attached to it where, you know, it's your boss sitting across the table from you, pushing, a campaign sheet and saying, what are you going to give? And not really giving, you know, team members the autonomy or the agency to pick where they want their dollars to go. That's an old narrative that is, you know, again, it's still there, but we get the opportunity to change that. A lot of younger people in the workforce really are starting to get excited about United Way again, because it gives them the opportunity to learn about what's going on in community by bringing in guest speakers and bringing in, you know, our leadership team to talk about the work being done. It gives them the ability to either give to United Way or to other organizations that are close to them. And so that level of engagement is huge. I was reading, you know, before sitting down and talking to you about engagement in the workplace. It shows that 85% of employees are not engaged. And this is a great opportunity for workplaces to say, hey, we're going to bring you all together. We're going to do some fun stuff. We're going to learn, and then we're going to give. And to me, that's just a win-win. You know, I've done a lot of work with corporate social responsibility, and we are so appreciative of our corporate partners, but they don't always have a finger on the pulse of what's happening in community. And I think that's really the value add for United Way, is because we can bring in experts, you know, subject matter experts, leadership, community organizations to really talk about what the needs are and what's happening.
Lindsay says the philanthropic landscape has changed much since the COVID-19 pandemic, and she adds that it is still changing.
And so you saw a lot of giving during the pandemic. Then it kind of tapered off. Where is it right now?
So I see, because of a lot of things that are going on globally, you know, in the Middle East, I see things, you know, that are happening, you know, stateside when it comes to you know, food insecurity, inequity in education. You know, you had a period of time where donors were giving during the pandemic to immediate needs, and something called donor exhaustion takes over. Right. And, you know, there's a slowdown in giving. I actually see giving starting to pick up again, because people are really seeing, you know, the need again globally as well as locally. You know, in this community, what is really interesting is that there is so much wealth and so much ability to give. What I'm finding from donors here is they just want to, again, make sure that you're creating impact. And then also a lot of donors just need a vehicle to give, right? They want to understand, you know, how organizations function, you know, who's doing what, and then be able to place their money in places that they feel is going to uplift and change community. The other thing I'm seeing really is donors wanting to see impact. They want to know that their money is going to a place that is supporting community and helping people thrive.
At United Way, we've created giving communities, groups of like-minded donors who not only contribute financially, but come together at happy hours, volunteer events, and fundraising dinners to learn more about the issues facing our communities and to ask questions of experts on the ground. And as our work is centered in racial equity, we provide no strings attached funding to our community partnerships, which are organizations of color who are best suited to tackling their community's problems. And keep in mind, on average, 98 cents of every dollar you donate to United Way goes directly to help people in our community and helps change lives, thanks to efficiencies in our systems and an endowment fund started by the Gates family. Lindsay said that our approach to philanthropy best suits Seattle's environment of givers, who research their charities to ensure organizations' practices align with donor values. That environment, she said, often differs from that of her hometown.
You know, so Las Vegas, and I, you know, again, I don't mean to speak ill of my hometown, because I love Vegas, you know, battleborn.
It's not the love, right?
And it's a really unsophisticated market when it comes to philanthropy. We call it in Vegas gunshot philanthropy, because there's no real focus on issues. It's more of you give to organizations that your friends give to, and it's really spread out across the spectrum. Where here, there's a lot of intentionality around systems change and really focusing philanthropic investments on issues in order to solve for them. It's really refreshing for a donor to ask for a logic model or a theory of change, because it's really showing that they want to put their money where there's the most impact. A lot of our donors know what United Way does, and I think that's, you know, because of our great branding team and being out there in the community and being able to talk about the work we're being done. It's more of just giving a vehicle for people to give. So, you know, again, workplace giving, you know, a lot of our donors give through DAFs. We have donors that, you know, are corporate partners, and that's the way that they give as well. And so here it's really like they already know who we are. It's just saying this is what the need is, telling the story, and then being able to secure the gift.
Someone says to you, hey, look, you know, United Way is good. You're working with this partner. I'm just going to give you the partner. What do you say to that?
I really admire the work of community-centric fundraising, and part of being, an organization that focuses on being community-centric, we would never say no, don't give to that organization, right? Of course, we want that organization to receive the funding. What is so amazing about United Way is it's really the convening piece. It's the ability to be an intermediary. So it's bringing large dollars together in order to give to community in ways that helps amplify the work being done. So building capacity, you know, being able to pay staff equitably for the work being done. We get the opportunity to do that as this larger convener of funds and of, again, community. You know, the great thing is that we have our finger on the pulse of so much going on, both in government, in the corporate world, you know, in the philanthropic world, that we can bring all of those ideas together to then help shape and invest in what is being impactful and what our community needs the most.
Lindsay says it matters much to work for an organization whose values align with that of her own.
My husband got a great job opportunity here in Seattle, and we decided, you know, in the middle of the pandemic to change our lives. And was looking for a role where I could really get to know the community and use my skill set and really align that an organization that aligned with my values. And that's when I found United Way of King County. Both the anti-poverty work and the racial equity work really resounded with me. And I knew it could be a place that I could use my time and talent to help support the King County community. My dad is a civil rights attorney. And growing up, he really taught my brother and I to really be an asset to the community and to the world and not a liability. You know, I think about Dr. King's quote about that, you know, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. And that's definitely what the expectation of my parents was, to be great.
Lindsay Harper, Chief Philanthropy Officer, United Way of King County. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure.
United Way of King County is offering free tax services to residents who make less than $80,000 a year or less than $96,000 for non-single filers. Funded by United Way, the IRS, and the City of Seattle, the free tax preparation program runs until Saturday, April 21st. Services are available at 19 different locations across King County, and virtual assistance is also available through our online tax site. United Way tax preparation specialists will help clients understand their tax situations and take advantage of tax credits like the Earned Income Credit, the Child Tax Credit, and the Working Families Tax Credit. For more information, log on to uwkc.org/need-help/tax-help. And be sure to check out our event, Pay Us What We're Worth, at Seattle Opera House on April 3rd at 5:30 p.m. Join our fireside chats with our city's trailblazing women and allies who'll share insights, insider tips, and tricks from across industries like sports, startups, law, tech, and more to help you claim your worth. For more information, log on to uwkc.org/events. At United Way of King County, we are working side by side with communities to build an equitable future for everyone. Hourglass United Way is a podcast that highlights how we and our partners spend time making a difference in our communities. Our work is made possible by the generous donations from people like you. Please send comments and suggestions about our podcast to hourglassunitedway@gmail.com. To learn more about our work or to support United Way, log on to uwkc.org. I'm your host, Joe Burris. Thanks for listening. Until next time.